The humidity in this basement is a slow-moving thief. It steals the life from paper. It turns ink into ghosts. My lungs feel heavy with the dust of 2 centuries. The ceiling above me is a graveyard of footsteps. I hear the firm, rhythmic walking of the museum board. They are upstairs in the light. They are drinking expensive wine. They are talking about the grand renovation. To them, renovation means a fresh coat of paint. It means tearing down the old to make room for the new. To me, it means a funeral. The moving crews arrive at dawn. They have orders to clear this vault by 6 in the morning. Anything not cataloged is considered surplus. That is the word they used in the memo. Surplus. I look at the stacks of rotting vellum on my desk. These are not surplus. These are lives. I pull the next ledger toward me. The leather cover is cracked. It feels like sun-dried skin. I open it slowly. I do not want to hear the spine snap. The air in here is stagnant. My desk lamp is the only sun this room has seen in years. It casts long, flickering shadows against the stone walls. I dip my pen. My hand is shaking. It is not from the cold. It is from the weight of the names. The first entry is dated May 14, 1842. The handwriting is elegant. It is a beautiful script used to describe a hideous thing. One Negro female, age 19, named Sarah. There is no last name. There is only a price, $800. I write her name into my digital file, Sarah. I add the date. I add the location, New Orleans docks. I imagine the heat of that day. I imagine the smell of the river and the salt. I imagine Sarah standing on those boards. She was 19. She was my age when I started my master's. I keep moving. The clock on the wall has a loud metallic tick. It sounds like a hammer hitting an anvil. Tick, next name, Cora, age 24, with infant. The ink is faded here. A water stain has blurred the child's name. I squint until my eyes ache. I use a magnifying glass. I can see the letter A, then a D. Adeline, Ada. I cannot leave her as a letter. I refuse. I cross-reference a shipping manifest from the same week I find it. Adelaide, born at sea. Adelaide, born at sea. I type it in. Adelaide, you were born on the water. You were sold on the land. But tonight you are on my screen. You are real again. The footsteps upstairs get louder. The Popeye is moving toward the foyer. The director's voice carries through the vent. He is laughing. He is proud of the new vision for the museum. He doesn't know I'm down here. He thinks I finished packing weeks ago. He thinks the surplus is already in the bins. I check the time. It is 3 in the morning, 3 hours left. My back is a knot of pain. My eyes are burning. I want to close them for just a minute, but I can't. If I sleep, these women stay lost. The next page is stuck. The humidity has fused the paper together. I use a bone folder to pry them apart. I hold my breath. If the paper tears, the history dies. It gives way with a soft, sickening sound. Phoebe, age 30, scars on back. Refractory. I know that word. Refractory. It means she fought back. It means she wouldn't break. The ledger says she was sold to a plantation in the Red River District. The price was lower because of her spirit. I touch the ink where her name is written. I feel a chill that has nothing to do with the basement air. I see you, Phoebe, I whisper. The basement is silent, but the silence is full of voices. It is a roar of people waiting to be heard. I look at the stack of ledgers remaining. There are 5. Each one is 4 inches thick. I calculate the time. I have 180 minutes. I have thousands of names to go. I stop using the digital file for a moment. It's too slow. I grab a legal pad. I start transcribing by hand. I will digitize them later. Right now, I just need the record out of this building. My pen flies. Hester, Mary, Eliza, Ruth, Suki. The names blur. I am no longer an archivist. I am a witness. I hear a heavy thud from the floor above. The furniture is being moved. The crews are early. Panic rises in my throat. It feels like a physical hand. I look at the clock. 4:30. I hear the elevator groan. It is coming down. I scramble. I grab the 3 ledgers I haven't finished. I shove them into my messenger bag. They are heavy. They smell of mold and forgotten things. I turn off my desk lamp. The darkness is absolute. I crouch behind a row of steel shelving. The elevator doors slide open. A bright beam of light cuts through the dark. It's a flashlight. Anyone down here? A man asks. I hold my breath. My heart is a drum in my ears. I am sure he can hear it. The light sweeps over my empty desk. It lingers on the boxes marked surplus. Boss said this floor was clear, a second voice says. Just grab the bins. Don't look too close. It's all junk anyway. I feel a flash of white-hot rage. Junk, I watch through the gaps in the shelving. They grab the boxes near the door. They toss them onto a flatbed cart. These are the boxes of empty folders and old newspapers I prepared as a distraction. They don't see the ledger I left open on the desk. The light moves away. The elevator doors hiss shut. I wait for a full minute. I am shaking. I go back to the desk. I grab the open ledger. I don't have time to read the names. I just rip the pages out. It feels like a sin. It feels like a rescue. I stuff the pages into my bag. I take the stairs. I avoid the main lobby. I use the service exit near the loading dock. The morning air hits me. It is cool and blue. The city is starting to wake up. I walk fast. I don't look back at the museum. I don't look at the dumpsters being filled with surplus. I get to my car. I lock the doors. I pull the bag onto my lap. I reach in and touch the loose pages. I didn't get them all. I know that. Hundreds of names went into the bin. I can see the dumpster from my rearview mirror. My chest hurts. It's a hollow, aching feeling. I look at the top page in my hand. Zilpha, age 11. I take a deep breath. The sun is coming up over the horizon. The light is orange and gold. I pick up my pen. I start my laptop. Zilpha, I say out loud. Her name is the first thing the sun touches. I didn't save the world today. I couldn't stop the renovation. I couldn't stop the bleaching of the history books. But I have Zilpha. I have Phoebe. I have Adelaide. I start to type. The surplus is going home.